You're listening to the Adventures of a Birth Photographer podcast. I'm your host, Jo Robertson, photographer at Lillian Craze Birth Photography. In each episode, I'll be deep diving into all things birth and birth photography. If you're obsessed with these topics like me, you're in the right place. I'll be having real conversations, sharing honest thoughts, and there'll be a whole lot in between, so stick around. I'm excited you're here, and I can't wait to see where this adventure takes us. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Let's jump right into today's episode. Hello, and a warm welcome to episode 28 of the podcast. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. Today's episode is like a little recap of some of the guests I've had on the show so far. So if you're new to the podcast, this might help you to navigate to an interview that might interest you. For the last couple of episodes, I've had the absolute pleasure of chatting with a variety of really awesome people, and I have got more guests planned for the future, which I'm really excited about. I hope you enjoyed your Easter break. My house is almost chocolate free, not quite, but almost. And I had the most lovely time, while we as a family had the most lovely time catching up with my brother and his family who flew over from Australia. Oh, it was so good to see them and to hug them because it had been almost 3 years since we saw them last. So while they were here, we had two kind of action-packed weeks. We talked loads, ate loads, walked loads, and we made up for a lot of lost hugs. It was just what we needed. It was just wondrous. Then in the background, I have been plugging away at the project that I've talked about that I'm not kind of really letting you in on yet, but I'm really going to be doing that soon, and I'm looking at a launch date in June, so I'm quite excited about that. June is also my birthday month, so I have a lot planned in June. I've also been meeting up with some amazing people online, on Instagram and in person, and planning shoots and births and all the things. I'm very excited. If, as always, birth, maternity, newborn is on your radar this year at some point, and you would love to have a conversation about that, or you've got questions, come and talk to me. I don't bite, and there's no obligation to book anything afterwards. Let's just have a conversation and see where it takes us. I also, she gulps, made a reel on Instagram this week that actually showed my face. Now, that might not sound like such a big deal, but if you go through my Instagram, you'll notice that I very, very rarely show my face. And in fact, I'm not sure I've shown it that often in the 6 years that I've been on there. And I have to confess that the urge to delete that reel was a strong one, but I've left it there. And it actually received a really lovely reception. So many people said so many lovely things. So I've kept it there. And I'm going to be a little braver. And I'm going to share the link in the show notes if you want to go over and have a little look at it too. I have to confess that my lip syncing skills need a lot of attention. But sod it, I'm leaving it there. Right, back to today's episode then. So if we go back, the earliest interview I did, or the very first interview I did, was with the fabulous Eva Rose, who's an incredible birth photographer, doula, kind of birth activist, and a very good friend who lives in Norway. I interviewed Eva on episode 6, and we talked for well over an hour. It's the longest interview I've done to date. And we deep dived into all things birth and birth photography. We also talked about documenting his sister's birth, which she did an incredible YouTube video, which if you go to the episode, you'll be able to find in the links. And pre-pandemic, Eva was talking about doing birth around the world tour, which I'm sure she's picking back up now. So we talked about that. I have been following Eva on Instagram since the beginning of my kind of birth photography venture. And I was super lucky to meet up with her and her partner, OJ, just before the pandemic. There's lots of juicy convo in this episode, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Then shortly after that, I invited two special guests on the show who were clients of mine. I photographed their home birth during the pandemic. And in episode 11, I chatted with midwife Antonia and her partner Sean, who spilled the beans on what it's like having a birth photographer present. And, you know, the photographs that I then gave them of their daughter's birth, Una. In this episode, we also dipped our toes into the time that Antonia was a surrogate back in 2017 and how I photographed that birth too. I did write a blog about the surrogacy journey and the birth, which has a whole load of photographs through it. So I'm going to put that in the show notes if you're interested in having a little look at that. It was fantastic having them both come on the show and giving both their unique perspectives, and that was really, really special. And I asked them a whole bunch of questions that if you're curious about birth photography, you would be interested to hear their replies. We also talked about goosebumps, but you'll have to find out why when you listen to the episode. Then next, I invited fellow Welsh birth worker Lisa Thompson on the show for episode 16. This is a really, really valuable episode if you're looking to breast or chest feed your baby. Throughout the whole episode, Lisa generously shares her expertise and so many amazing resources and tips. Other topics we touched on included tandem feeding and expressing. What I also loved was that we chatted about common myths and old wives' tales associated with breastfeeding, and we touched on neural pathways. This is one episode I always send to my clients who are planning on breastfeeding, and it's one I think you should save for sure. Have a listen to, pass it on, because honestly, there's so much good stuff in there. Then I wanted something completely different, but still very much related to birth. So on episode 20, I invited Helen Knowles and Hermione Wilshire on the show to tell us all about the Birthrights collection. This was such an inspiring conversation about art and birth. We talked about how the collection began, the work that resides within it, and the reactions of some of the pieces. In case you're unaware, the Birthright collection is one of the largest collections of contemporary artwork dedicated to childbirth in the world. It is phenomenal. If, like me, you've got a passion and love for art as well as birth, listen in and be prepared to be inspired. Take the time to visit the collection in person or online, because it is well worth your time. Then it wasn't until March this year that I had my next guest on the show. I took a very kind of short break after Christmas and New Year, and I invited my good friend Erica Townend, who's a UK birth photographer, doula, and a hypnobirthing practitioner, on the show. I interviewed Erica for episode 25 of the podcast, and she broke down exactly what hypnobirthing is and the benefits of using it for birth. She also talked about different courses that you can look at online. And of course, Erica has courses too on her website. Erica is so softly spoken and she is super knowledgeable. And it was such a delight to talk to her about this subject matter. Usually we talk all things birth photography and doula work. There was also talk about lemons. I'm going to let you find out about the lemons yourself. You'll have to go and have a listen to that. But it is a great episode if hypnobirthing is something you want to explore for your birth. Then I was kind of on a roll, and the following episode, episode 26, I interviewed the lovely Safia Farr, who is the editor of Juno magazine. Now, you may or may not know, but I've been writing a column for Juno magazine for about 4 years now, and it's called Birth in Pictures, and I absolutely love it. I invited Safia on the show to tell us more about Juno and her role and the process that goes into publishing a bi-monthly magazine. This was a really beautiful interview where Safia shares so much about finding and sharing the inspiration for gentle parenting, sustainable living, well-being and community. We touch on so many of the articles that she finds, the books, the photographs, the illustrations. It's a lovely, lovely episode. I recommend you go and have a listen to. If you're new to Juno, please go and take a look. You will not regret it. And then, in my previous episode, episode 27, I invited the lovely Beck Ellis, who's a wonderful poet and wordsmith, on the show. She shared with us her beautiful motherhood poetry, and I was so delighted that she agreed to read out a selection of her favourites on the show. That was a real, real treat. This is such a gorgeous episode. Beck's motherhood poetry is so relatable, and what is really echoed in her words is raw and so authentic. She's recently released a book of her poetry called A Mother Carries, which we talk about on the show. She talks all about the process of creating it and putting it into the world and things. And it was just lovely to hear that process. And I got a copy on my way. I still have yet to receive it, but it is coming all the way from the US. So things like that do take their time, but I can't wait to receive it. If poetry is a love of yours too, then you will love this episode. Please tune in. And that is all the interviews I have done so far, but I am on a roll. I have some more up my sleeve, and I can't wait to talk to the brilliant people I have lined up. All the links to each of the episodes that I've mentioned in this podcast will be in the show notes for your ease and simplicity. You can just go, click the link and listen in. I'm looking forward to all the future conversations I have yet to have. Thank you, as always, my lovely listener, for tuning in today. Until next time, take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. If you have a second, I'd really appreciate you leaving a quick review so that others can find the podcast. And if you want to make a real human connection with me, I would love that. All the info you need is in the show notes. Until next time, take care.